And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. I'm your host, Jessica Odell, and today is August 26th, 2005. Now, I'm recording this from my island getaway where it's cold and wet, and I have a head cold. So please pardon me if I burst into an unnecessary fit of coughing. I will try to keep that to a minimum with plenty of nice frosty beverage. Or it should be hot tea, but I just couldn't be asked to make another cup of tea today. So, first off, in the news, Nikon has, well, given us a little bit of a letdown. Yep, the D80 release is pushed back to the 15th of September. Sorry, folks, it's not coming out on the 1st. It's coming out on the 15th. Now, this seems to be an issue with a few too many orders in conjunction with the kit that has the AFS DX 18-135 lens. Now, this information was translated from the Japanese site, so if it's a little bit wobbly, a little bit incorrect, please pardon us, we've had to use a translator. So if you've ordered one of those kits with your new D80, please be aware that there might be a delay of 2 weeks before you can get your paws on that new camera. Now, also, in conjunction with the D80, Nikonians would like to announce that the D80 has hit our comparison chart for the DSLRs. Now you can, with one click of a button, compare the new D80 to all of the existing DSLR film bodies, including the D200 and the D50, so, well, and everything in between. So I'll throw that link onto the blog for you, but that's right there in our community for you to check out. Now, to continue with Nikon news, there are 5 new Coolpix cameras coming out, and these can be seen at Photokina later this month in Cologne in Germany. Now, Nikonians will be there, and we do still need your help. We need volunteers to come out and pass out flyers and basically spread the Nikonians' word. It's not too complicated. I've done it myself. I was at PMA, and you just kind of go to the show and let people know that Nikonians is there. And it's usually pretty easy because most people want to know anyway, so they'll come right up to you and ask you questions. If you do have the opportunity to be in Cologne in Germany sometime between the 26th and 28th of September, then please let us know. Now, all you have to do is work, volunteer for half a day, and you will get a free day pass to the show, plus a Nikonians t-shirt and a Nikonians cap. So if you want to go, if you can go, if you want to help us out, and, well, you need a new t-shirt, see what you can do, let us know, be in touch, and I will get the information out on how to be in touch with the folks responsible for that. Now, let's see what else is going on in the news. Oh yeah, this is really, really cool for all of you bird people out there. Now, you're out there, you have your camera, you have your stuff, and you just don't know what bird that is, and you forgot to bring your field guide. Well, that's always a pain in the neck. And, well, those books can be kind of bulky. Well, we have a solution for you. National Geographic has just put a whole bunch of bird info into PDA format. Yes, you can get all of the nifty information on over 1,600 birds, including ranges, and there's something like over 600 range maps in there, plus song and bird call playback for Palm OS. Wow, that's it. All you need is your PDA, you upload the software, and you can stand out there in the middle of the woods, PDA slips right into your nifty cool camera bag next to your Nikon, and that's all you need. Now it makes me want to go out and get a new PDA, because mine's ancient and at the bottom of a drawer somewhere in my office. If you don't have a PDA, and you want this anyway, I'm sorry, and you can actually get it as like an all-in-one kit. They're offering it with a tungsten E2 Palm Pilot, as well as an independent software pack. And honestly, I think that's one of the coolest things out there. If you're out and you're not really good at your bird identification, what could be better than having all of that right at your fingertips? And there's even stuff about being able to upload your information to one of the university's bird tracking scientific cool neat website database. Don't remember exactly what it is, so I don't want to give you the wrong information, but it's all there. I will give you the link so you can check out what this nifty software does. So that's honestly the latest and greatest from the news, all about Nikon stuff and their releases. So I'd like to head into the forums, and once again, I find myself in the Photographers Wanted forum. Now, I do check this weekly to see if there's any new announcements I can make, and lo and behold, this week I have two. So first off is Digiman, and he's offering his services. He's a professional retoucher and an amateur photographer, and he's big into color correcting and composition work. So if you need somebody to help you out with that, or you know somebody who needs to hire someone for that kind of work, please jump on the forums and get in touch with Digiman. Now, in addition to that, Nikonian's member Hotshots is also looking for some work. He's typically doing PR jobs, model shoots, stuff like that. So definitely check out these two threads in the Photographers Wanted forum, and I will be faithful and post the links. So all you have to do is go to the blog and click on a button. Now, if you've downloaded this podcast through something like iTunes, you'll need to get to the blogs from the Nikonians page, and we're at podcast.nikonians.org, so you can check it out there. Or you can also find all of the links from the front homepage of the Nikons community. The podcast information is usually up there in the forefront for a couple of days, and that's a direct link to the blog site where you can get the extra links as well. Now, I know you guys are out there, and I know you listen, and I know this is a news program, and so maybe you post a lot of your questions about new and interesting information, or maybe help with lenses filtering for the image doctors. Well, I'd like your feedback too, so I'm gonna bribe you guys. Yep, it's all about bribery. I'm giving away t-shirts. I will give away 4 Nikonians t-shirts, 1 a week for the next 4 weeks, but you do have to do a little something for me. Now, this week, what I've decided to do is ask you to email me and tell me why you need a Nikonians t-shirt. Now, maybe you have one, maybe it's old, maybe you just need a second one, maybe you need one for every day of the week so you're never without. Who knows? Maybe you just don't have one yet. The most creative entry wins, so tell me why you need a Nikonians t-shirt. Feel free to email me a picture, but please don't spam my email box with stuff too big. So try to keep it fairly small. 100 to 200 kilobytes would be fantastic. The smaller, the better. Just, hey, you're photographers. You work with the website. I'm sure you can upload a little snapshot that might kind of prove your case there and help you out a little bit. And just so there's no confusion, this is available to everybody out there, no matter what continent or country. We can ship pretty much anywhere. So email me your, well, contest entries, as it were, to newsflash, that's one word, NEWSFLASH, at nikonians.org, and you tell me why you need a t-shirt. Now, I will be choosing the winner, oh, next Friday. So you have all week to get your entries in, and the most creative one wins. So it's not a timing issue, so it doesn't matter when you've downloaded the podcast. And if you're tuning in next Thursday, well, it would be this Thursday for you guys tuning in on Thursday, or you download them as soon as they're available through iTunes or as soon as they get posted to the Nikonians community, which is really, really fast. Doesn't matter about the timing. Send me your contributions. I'll pick the most creative one, and we'll see how it goes. And next week, there will be a new contest. So it's not going to be the same old thing. That's about it. Please be in touch at newsflash@nikonians.org, or if you need to ask questions or post announcements, you can get in touch with me in the podcast feedback forum. That's all for this week. I will be back next week with the first contest winner and the next episode of Nikonian's News Flash. Thank you for tuning in.